don't even know who they're playing. I already forgot. I'm going to the beach. I'm going to get a little tummy flu at the beach from all the chips and salsa that I'm eating while I'm inhaling White Claws during sunset and bonfiring. I'm going to the beach.
I don't care if it's 80, sunny, and they got the Miss America contest going on at the beach.
Ow.
I am in front of my TV for this game. No beach.
Back by popular demand, Watch or Go to the Beach, part two.
Hopefully the sequel is better than the first one, unlike every other movie that's been produced in this country. Can you name a movie where the sequel is actually better than the first?
Back to the Future 2.
That's subjective.
I know. Kind of close. All the other ways are not.
I was going to allow that at some point. Like, all right, what's the premise? Remind the listeners of the premise of this segment.
Watch or Go to the Beach part two. Southern Californians get a bad rap. They say we like to go on hikes or do yoga rather than watch or attend sporting events. So K-Wen and Big Ben are going to give you a guide to what you should watch this weekend, or if you should just go to the beach.
By the way, you need to get a sun hat. That's not going to protect the back of your neck. I don't want you getting skin cancer. Late onset of skin cancer. Don't joke around about that. But let's be honest here. Here in the Pac Northwest, let's call out the forecast first and foremost. That's going to play its part. Up here in Seattle, mid to low 50s, slight chance of rain. That's about every weekend leading up until June. LA, upper 70s, upper to mid 70s. So let me ask you this. What constitutes you being at the beach? What temperature do you feel like people are going to the beach undoubtedly?
It's not a temperature. It's a day of the week. Any Friday, Saturday, or Sunday.
So no, you'd be 55 people at the beach?
I'm being serious. Like, I'm a 15-minute walk. Like, all the activity is on the beach or around the beach. Even if it's 55, you could still play volleyball. You could still go for a run. You can still play spike ball. You don't always go in the water, but you usually hang out at the beach or grab some food right around the beach.
I guess I'm just envious. I don't have that much beach access, I guess.
Yeah. So load up on some sunscreen here and get ready, because Big Ben and K-Wen are going to give you some games that are going down this weekend and give you some pointers if you should watch or go to the beach. Now, we didn't pick every game. We picked
a select few
games. And my thoughts are, because of Seattle, it is a little cloudy and overcast. This is for our Southern California fans. Central Coast, Los Angeles, San Diego. We're helping them this weekend make weekend plans around beach or watching some West Coast sports.
Okay, I like it.
All right.
Let's kick it off. Time also comes. So make sure to state the time of the game.
Definitely.
That plays a big part in my beach or no beach.
We're going to go Saturday, Sunday. I believe the script our intern wrote, we have three games on Saturday, three games on Sunday. We'll walk through them. We'll banter, talk about it, and then we'll give our vote. Watch or go to the beach.
First one.
Wow.
Final four, all Texas. First time. Okay, when?
Yeah.
Ever been in all Texas? Two Texas teams in the Final Four, and they happen to be playing each other.
2:14 p.m. Pacific time.
Thank you for that.
Guards versus guards. The three-guard combo of Houston against the three-guard combo of Baylor. Speed versus speed. Houston versus Waco.
Houston, population 2.3 million. Waco, population 135,000. That's a huge discrepancy. There's going to be a lot more Houston fans, I think, out there than Baylor fans. The other thing about this is it's been since 1984, greatest year of that century, 1984, the year I was born, since the Houston Cougars have made it to the Final Four. It's been since 1950, since Baylor's made it to the Final Four, K-1.
Wait, hold on. 84. So that mean we have your 40th in 2 years?
You're horrible at math. It's going to be in 4 years there, bud.
I'll be vaccinated by then. That's why I wanted to, bro. I got to get ready for that. I'll be like, J-Mo, it's 40. It's coming up in 4 years. I get it vaccinated.
You have to. And make sure to stay away from any other variant, too. Kelvin Sampson versus 3M, Matt Mayer-Mullett. Storylines abound. How many cowboy hats do you think we'll see in the stands? That's an honest question.
Well, COVID's down to like 20% capacity, so a modest number, at least 500.
That might be correct. Honestly, the Rangers are completely open. Everyone's going to the Rangers opening day game. Yeah. So Texans might think that Indiana's wide open. Just all travel, take the 50 or what is it? I think it was 50-hour drive, or maybe just flying to Indiana, and all of a sudden just all the Texans are there in Indiana taking in this game. Storylines abound. Like I said, I watch sports now based on storylines.
Okay.
Is it going to be interesting? And Final Four is a storyline on its own, but the fact it's Texas versus Texas, two schools, probably not very similar in makeup. Houston's kind of this, you know, from the American Conference, not a Big 12 team, but then you have Baylor, who's a smaller, I believe, private school.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's 80, sunny, and they got the Miss America contest going on at the beach.
Ow.
I am in front of my TV for this game. No beach.
No beach for Big Ben. All right. Well, being that I'm in Los Angeles and my rooting interests rely on the second game, Gonzaga versus UCLA, I'm going to the beach. I don't care about Texas, Baylor, or that 2:14 start. I'm going to the beach.
All right. Second game, you want to break it down?
Yes. The big game, West Coast. We got UCLA versus Gonzaga. Undefeated Gonzaga Bulldogs at 5:34 Pacific time. Gonzaga could be the first team to go undefeated and win it all since the 1976 Indiana Hoosiers. The UCLA Bruins could be the first team to go from the play-in game, the first four, to the final four, to the final game, to winning it all. The last time these two met in the NCAA tournament, our intern's going to have to fact check this. This was tears of sadness and tears of joy. The crying game. Adam Morrison in 2004, Oakland Oracle Arena, upset by the UCLA Bruins. See him. So it is a Gonzaga revenge game. I won't give you my pick on what I'm going to do. What do you think of this game, Big Ben? What's the storyline you're watching?
Storyline I'm watching here. They've only met five times. UCLA holds the advantage 3-2. Granted, UCLA is a Pac-12 team. LA population, 12.5 million. Spokane's population is 217,000. Very similar to probably the kind of states of the university. Spokane, a private Jesuit school. UCLA, massive. Westwood. Bill Walton will be glued. Again, Miss America be going on. Bill Walton wouldn't care. He's going to have his bong loaded and ready to go to take in this game. Storylines for me here. Headbands galore, one. It yes. seems as though these teams have brought back the headbands. Johnny Zhang. Did you see how Calipari congratulated Johnny Zhang?
No.
As like the transfer, you're still part of the Kentucky team.
Wow. Anything to plug the Kentucky program.
Exactly. But Johnny Zhang, he's the story there. You got Kispert Timme, who we've talked about in nauseam now. I am – so 5:34 is perfect for me.
Yeah.
That's a perfect, like, all right, let's start thinking about dinner. Let's start, you know, maybe have a libation to kick things off. And you know what? It's an appropriate kind of segue where if you're – you know, vaccinated, fully vaccinated, or you find a way to socially distance from your friends who have mm-hmm. rooting interests as well. The girls can go talk and amongst themselves. The guys can be glued to the game. Girls can figure out what to order to eat or help make the food with you. They can have little libations. They can hang out with the dogs while you are glued to the TV. Because this game is going to be good as well. Maybe not as close as the Baylor-Houston game is predicted to be, but I think UCLA is, I don't know. It's a Cinderella story, Kaywin. The question is, does the slipper fit?
Does the slipper fit? I'm watching the game too. There's too much going on. There could be history on the side of Gonzaga, history on the side of the Bruins. West Coast basketball is back. What, three Pac-12 teams to the Elite Eight? You have Gonzaga there as well, a potential national champion from the West Coast, first time in a very, very long time. I'm watching, and I'm not going to the beach. I'll probably be coming back from the beach in time for the 5:14 start.
Again, sunscreen and water, Kaywin. I don't want you. You need to hydrate. I don't want you passing out at halftime and missing the end of an epic game. I know you. Stick to at least two Tito's and sodas, maybe three, and then dial it back.
Per hour?
You would be sleeping on the beach.
Yeah, that's true. I definitely would make it then. All right, the last game, 7 o'clock. We're going to bring two games together. We got the Thunder versus the Blazers at 7 and the Bucks versus the Kings at 7. Norman Powell got traded during the deadline to the Blazers. CJ McCollum's back. Dame Lillard, they've won 4 straight. The Kings are fighting for the 11th spot in the playoffs. And don't laugh, Big Ben, because 10 teams now make it to the playoffs. They're only a game and a half away from catching your Warriors. So, nightcap, you can bonfire. You can still do things at the beach after sunset. What are you thinking here? What's the storyline you're watching, and how are you feeling about these games?
I'm indifferent. Bucks, Kings, no. I don't care. The only storyline I am watching is the Norman Powell, Zach Collins. I think they both come down with what you call the tummy flu. Since it's a 7 p.m. tip, that 5:34 start of the game earlier is still going on. Norman Powell went to UCLA, Zach Collins to Gonzaga. There might be a slight tummy flu for that first half, and all of a sudden they're better at halftime. Because I'm sure they want to watch the game versus getting 3 to 4 minutes of runtime in that first half. So that's the storyline to me. Bucks, Kings, no. Blazers, of interest. Norman Powell, not too sexy for me, but the fact he's from UCLA and we got Zach Collins, that's the storyline. Tummy flus and watching the game in the locker room.
Kings, Bucks, beach, Blazers. I don't even know who they're playing. I already forgot. I'm going to the beach. I'm going to get a little tummy flu at the beach from all the chips and salsa that I'm eating while I'm inhaling White Claws during sunset and bonfiring. I'm going to the beach. I don't care if it's pitch black, it's windy.
Here's the other thing. We need to change this segment, at least until we get to June, to watch it go to the beach or the brewery, because that's where I'll be after Gonzaga's or UCLA play. I will walk down the street to the little brewery, and that will be me. So brewery or beach, we need to change the segment. Do we get into Sunday?
We get into Sunday.
By the way, I'm already playing this out in my head.
Yeah.
I think I'll be exhausted after Saturday.
From the brewery?
Yes. I don't care what game you put in front of me. Unless it's with a Taylor egg and ham and cheese sandwich and a Bloody Mary, maybe I'll participate, but I'll probably be sleeping until a good 8 or 9 o'clock.
It means you had a great Saturday afternoon and evening.
Yeah. All right, get into the games.
All right, Sunday, 12:30, primetime game. We have the Lakers versus the Clippers. There's no AD, there's no LeBron, but there is Andre Drummond, potentially. He had a season debut last night, which was Wednesday night, and he had to leave early because he injured his toe. So he may or may not be playing. The Lakers are a 5 seed, I believe, as of today. The Clippers are a 4 seed. They're a couple games up, and they've won 6 straight. So what are you thinking about this game, Big Ben? 12:30 start on Sunday after a day and night at the brewery.
First question for you, who are you rooting for?
I'm rooting for the beach. I ain't going.
You can't plead the fifth. Okay, rooting for. I didn't say you're watching the game.
I think it's irrelevant because the Clippers are going to win. the Clippers are going to win the game. The Lakers don't have two of their best players, maybe not even three of their best players. So, all right.
So wait, you were about to say Lakers, but you thought about it like the Clippers are going to win, so I'm going to root for them.
Yeah, I'm a fair weather fan. Rooting and cheering for the Clippers.
Here's my storyline. Is it, not only is it Drummond, who I think is a splash and a big body in the middle that the Lakers needed. I love how Jenny Buss, after both Blake Griffin and who else arrived with the Nets, LaMarcus Aldridge. That is the super team of super teams.
Yeah,
that's like you take the Eastern Conference, you do a fantasy basketball draft of four guys, and that's your team. That's nuts to me. But she said, you know what? Bring it on. So she's got the confidence in the Lakers. I'm a Lake Show fan. But here's the other thing. I think the Clippers feel a little slighted in that Jenny's assumption that we'll see the Nets in the NBA finals. And they're getting, I think they're the afterthought here. So winners of six straight. They might be getting ready for the playoffs. Or I know they're getting ready for the playoffs. Load management won't be there potentially with the stars out of the Lakers. I still don't watch this. I walk Roy around the block seven times before I watch this game.
The afternoon game, a little baseball. Opening day was this week. The Sunday, day games all around. We got Dodgers at the Rockies at 12:10 and Diamondbacks versus Padres at 1:10. The Dodgers and the Padres are the favorites in the NL West, the favorites in the NL, and the favorites to win it all. We got baseball galore on Sunday, Big Ben. But it's only weekend one of Major League Baseball. I think we have about, 34 more of these weekends. So because of that, I'm packing my bags, getting my sunscreen, and I'm going to the beach.
I respect that decision, although the UV rays are the strongest then, so make sure you're wearing SPF 100 or whatever is the strongest. Just again, be careful, cautious. You're getting old, K-1, so I want to take care of you. Thank you. You're welcome. Both of these games are intriguing solely to me because on our fantasy team, which we are currently sitting in second place in the Skyler Valley Fantasy League.
We're in Brooklyn day two. I hope you're at the top.
Kyle Hendricks has three strikeouts, which has propelled us to the top, but his ERA is in 10, so we're in the last of that category, to your point earlier. I might watch Dodgers Rockies. I'll put in two innings. Okay. One inning, probably the second inning in the Rockies Dodgers, and then I'll maybe take in the first for the D-backs and Pods. Otherwise, you know what I'm doing? I'm on the Peloton.
Ooh, okay.
I'm putting in 20 miles to get that beach bod ready. So when the sun actually does come out in Seattle, I am ready. So it's not the beach, it's the Peloton. Probably watching those games while on the Peloton, multitasking and sweating out all the beer from the night before.
Love it. I just changed the segment at the bottom. We now have a third option, ladies and gentlemen. We have watch, beach, or brewery. And we will be coming to the last game on the West Coast.
We'll put this on the docket.
4:30 p.m. start. Warriors versus Hawks. I had to go three games on Friday, three games on Saturday. I couldn't find another afternoon game. We got Warriors and Hawks fans on the West Coast. But I'm going to the beach.
I'm trying to think of all the Netflix things I would watch before I'd watch this. I would watch the last Blockbuster. I would rewatch probably any episode other than seasons to episode 7 of The Office. I would watch Daniel Tiger reruns, even though I don't have a kid or anyone under 5 to watch them with. And I'd rather watch DVR Jeopardy than actually sit around and watch this game.
I would rather do laundry, mow the lawn. I don't have a lawn, so I'd mow my neighbor's lawn, take the trash out, do the dishes, and knit, and I don't even knit.
We're becoming sports snobs at this point. There's too much going on.
Yeah.
There's only so much sports I can digest. And it's going to be those two Final Four games on Saturday. I'll probably take in some golf on Sunday, hit the Peloton, maybe take in a little baseball. but the contingent will be spent. It should be watch, beach, brewery, or bike.
Ooh, that's a lot of options.
That Peloton just does it for me. Gets me sweating. Love the hip hop. I love competing against people who have already ridden. I love riding after or during the warm up so that I beat them to start. And then I love riding during the cool down so I jump everyone else up. So that's me.
All right. You want to tell the listeners where they can find us online?
Yeah, you can see us at nofilter.net now. We got live streaming action. We're doing MLB First. We got Mr. Venables coming up on that. We'll be talking about Bandon and the Masters next week. So make sure to look out for that. You can still track us down Spotify, Apple iTunes, subscribe. So you're getting them straight in your app every time. Leave a review. And then you can see us on Instagram and Twitter at WST_podcast. Sponsored by 80 Acres. I'm out of 80 Acres.
JD, we need to re-up.
JD, where's my bars?
I'll talk to him.
Thank you. And then we're also sponsored by Lost Run Pro.
I need some Lost Run Pro swag from Regan.
No, Regan needs a better. You don't want that yet. She's going to revamp.
All right.
She's got her marketing working on that. WSD Podcast, Beach. Watch, beach, or brewery.
Part two. Sequel. Better than the first. Boom.